two sound familiar, that's because you've heard them before. They're the same BFFs having the same fun, just in a different spot. You know these smoking ladies as the two hot mamas. Now they're tickling your funny bone even harder on their new show, Nothing's Off Limits with these divas. Check them out.
You're listening to the Laughing with Letta podcast, but let me tell y'all something. It ain't nothing funny about what COVID is doing to black bedrooms. Relationships are suffering, especially in our community, when it comes to COVID. Now, he normally plays a background role. I had to pull some strings. I ain't even gonna tell y'all what I had to promise to do to get my husband, Sean Brundage, on the podcast tonight. Hey, baby.
Hey, Sugars.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I ain't even gonna tell him. It's illegal in three states. It's illegal. If I tell him what I had to do to get you on the show,
look,
I'd go to jail if we was in
North
Mississippi.
North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming don't really count as states.
You so funny.
Everywhere
so
else
funny.
In the country, it's par for the course.
Don't forget about Utah. You forgot about Utah. It's four states. But, you know, I just, you know, we look at, you know, our rates of divorce in the black community and our rates of, you know, unhappy and unhealthy marriages. And you know, we already struggling. We already up against a lot. We got finances. We've got blended families. We've got society issues. And now we throw COVID off in there.
Mm-hmm.
How are you dealing with it when it comes to our relationship?
I got to keep our relationship first and foremost. And by that, I mean what makes you happy makes me happy.
But that can't be all the time because that'll make you drive you crazy.
Well, it does. I just got to be man enough to suck it up and press on.
But what about your mental health?
Well, my mental health is going to be all right.
Okay. Because I get concerned about it because I know it's a lot because you get home from work and we treat you like you radioactive. We're like, don't touch Dad. Don't look at Dad. Okay? He might have some coronavirus rays that he's shooting from his body right now. Go
the longer
upstairs,
I do it, the easier it gets. How about that?
Go upstairs and take a bath. Burn the clothes you are wearing. And then you can come. And I know that one of the things that you enjoy doing is having your kids run to you when you get home from work and getting the love because you get beat up all day. You know,
I do, but you know what? They'll be there when I finish bathing. And if it's important for me to get them COVID germs off of me to stay alive, I can delay some hugs and kisses for 15 minutes while I go take care of the necessities, get out of the clothes, get a bath. And
speaking of delayed hugs and kisses, I'm too tired to love you. Speaking of delayed hugs and kisses, we get the kids down after I have spent all day being teacher, recess monitor, cafeteria lady, janitor, speech therapist, occupational therapist, ABA therapist, you know, and finally you get home and I'm throwing stuff at you. Get dinner ready. Get this kid some medicine. Get the laundry out. Go get your daddy and make sure he got a sweet treat. And, you know, and by the time we get into bed, you want to cuddle up. I got nothing left for me, and I feel bad because I don't have nothing left for you either.
It's okay. When we get them few minutes, it's all worthwhile.
Because all I got for you is two. I got you.
Look.
Like Bernie Mac say, it's go 10 rounds.
Good,
I can't.
2 minutes.
I can't give you but two. Baby, they going to sing that anthem, and it's going to be real quick on
okay.
you.
You like that turtle and that old dude in a Tootsie Pop commercial. How many licks does it take? I'll never know without biting.
Baby, because it's all, I mean, for real. Like, we put on a movie, was it last night? How far in did we get before I was gone?
Oh, you was gone by the second scene.
Yeah, I don't remember anything past, like credits were still coming up. Like, people's names and directors and costume folk was just coming up on us. I was gone. I woke up the next morning like another. And, you know, I got a full glass of something and a snack next to because you done made me a little drink, a little cocktail to get us in the mood. I'm gone.
It's okay. I know you getting beat up on a day-to-day basis. Your stressors throughout the day are different than my stressors. But it's work nonetheless.
How are black couples going to make it through? Because we already got a lot on us.
You got a Stream Reverend Gallman. Stream Marcus Cosby. Stream T.D. Jakes. Anybody but Steve Harvey.
You know what? You better leave my bishop alone. You know Steve Harvey's my personal bishop.
Stream a word. And that'll help get you through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. Because it's only going to be prayer. It's only going to be Jesus. Because we can't get through this on our own will. Because I know some days you want to kill me. Some days I want to kill you, too. And
thank
I, you know.
Not killing me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I could, you know, because I could put it on your, what you call that thing where you stop breathing in the middle of the night?
The CPAP?
Yeah, I could put it on the CPAP.
Or sleep apnea.
Yeah, uh-huh. Not working. Something happened. He stopped breathing. It wasn't me. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could put something on me,
too. You
need
to tell your listeners about the Jesus resurrection plan.
They're not ready for that.
They're not ready for that?
Mm-mm. Maybe on the second version of how to help black couples survive the COVID-19 crisis in their marriage, in their bedrooms. Because right now we're talking basically about black bedrooms. You know, black parents, moms, and dads, we the cornerstone. These kids are counting on us. If we can't make it, the kids not going to make it. If we can't stay together, the family can't stay together. If the family falls apart, the neighborhood falls apart, the community falls apart, the church falls apart. There's so much riding on us staying strong and healthy and, most important, together. And if I had to tell couples one thing or two things that, you know, is helping us get through, you know, prayer, of course, is the first thing. But laughter. If it weren't for these jokes, we'd have been divorced a long time ago. Sometimes you just got to laugh through the pain. And there's always something to find to laugh about or to find some joy in. You know, my favorite scripture is the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the only way we stay strong through this crisis is to find some joy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to laugh through it. The jokes keep coming, and they have to keep coming because you got to laugh to keep from crying, because the stressors are coming at you, whether you're at work, whether you're at home. You know, we bouncing off of walls with cabin fever. The kids ain't been nowhere, you know, in 2 weeks, and they want to go to the park and play.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go to Chuck E. Cheese and hang out. They want to go to the indoor playground, but we just can't do it. So we got to make these jokes at home and keep laughing. You know, recording videos of them doing crazy stuff. You know, there's plenty of that.
Yeah. And now, what do you say to the folks who say, all right, Brundage, that's all good for you, but I lost my job. And my wife is looking at me because I told her to quit her job and I got it. I ain't did nothing wrong. I got laid off. We struggling. How we going to make it?
You got to stay on your grind. You know, keep prayed up. And keep knocking on doors. God will get you through. You apply for the benefits that exist. And stimulus checks help. It ain't enough.
No, it ain't.
But you certainly got to do your research. God helps those who help themselves. So don't wallow in pity. Get up and take action, first and foremost. That's one piece of advice that I can give to help folks stay the course.
Yeah. Because we got to make it. We got to make it through. You know, I don't want to see, you know, my fear is that, you know, when this is all said and done, our divorce rate is going to be through the roof. And I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see, you know, and we've built a strong black middle class under President Obama. And he and his wife worked so hard to show us what a healthy black family looked like and gave us, you know, a vision of what we should want for our own lives. And I just don't want to see that go away with this crisis. That's my fear, is that everything that we have worked so hard to build up the black middle class starts in black bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
If we ain't got a happy bedroom, we ain't got a happy foundation. We ain't got a happy marriage. And sooner or later, we ain't going to have a happy family.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks got to make sure they stay committed. And what don't kill you make you stronger. So if you, you know, lean on the Lord and call on him to help get you through.
Yeah. And you know, the fact that we can't get to church, you know, is another thing, because we need that connection. We need to see people. We need to lean on, you know, I don't know about you, but I miss seeing Bob and Miss Lorraine and Marsha and sitting in the pew and looking over and seeing James Burroughs and Deacon Brotherson. And, you know, that's part of our foundation. You know? So we're going to make it. I just, like you said, I think, you know, we have to be committed and make a decision to make it. You know, Pastor Joe and Yolande Palmore, you know, said love ain't nothing. Falling in love ain't nothing. The decision to stay there means everything. And so I think as Black couples, we have to decide that no matter how bad it gets, we're going to ride it out. Yeah. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Thank you so much for riding it out with me.
My pleasure.
We're going to keep laughing. That's what this podcast is all about. Laughing. Laughing with Letta, laughing with Sean, laughing with these Brundage babies. We love you.
Love you too.
All right. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll talk to y'all next time.
I told you these ladies were wild. You don't want to miss what they're talking about, so be sure and subscribe to their podcast at the all-new website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.